ಸಮುಕಂತಾ ನಮಗಾನೇ ಸದಾ ರುಚಿ ಆಸಕ್ತಿಸ್ತದ್ಗುಣಜ್ಞಾನೇ ಪ್ರೀತಿಸ್ತದ್ವಸತಿ ಸ್ಥಳೇ ಇತ್ಯಾದಯೋನುಭಾವ ಸ್ಯುರ್ ಜಾತ ಭಾವನ್ ಕುರೇ ಜನೇ
ಶಾಂತಿರವ್ಯರ್ಥ ಕಾಲತ್ವಂ ವಿರಕ್ತಿರ್ಮಾನ ಶೂನ್ಯತಾ ಆಶಾಬಂಧ ಸಮುತ್ಕಂಠ ನಾಮಗಾನೆ ಸದಾ ರುಚಿ ಆಸಕ್ತಿಸ್ತದ್ಗುಣಾಖ್ಯಾನೆ ಪ್ರೀತಿಸ್ತದ್ವಸತಿ ಸ್ಥಳೇ ಇತ್ಯಾದಯೋನುಭಾವ ಸ್ಯುರ್ಜಾತ ಭಾವಾಂಕುರಿ ಜನೇ
ಸಂತಿರವ್ಯರ್ಥ ಕಲತ್ವಂ ವಿರಕ್ತಿರ್ಮಾನ ಶೂನ್ಯತೆ ಶೂನ್ಯತಾ ಆಸಬಂಧ ಸಮುತ್ಕಂತ ನಮಗಾನೆ ಸದಾ ರುಚಿ ಆಸಕ್ತಿಸ್ತದ್ಗುಣಕ್ಯನೆ ಪ್ರೀತಿಸ್ತದ್ವಸತಿ ಸ್ಥಳೇ ಇತ್ಯೋದಯೋ ಅನುಭವ
Tomorrow. I had a late notice.
She also did.
Shanti Ravyarta Kalatvam Virakti Manasunyata Asha Banda Samutkanta Namagane Sadaruchi Ashakti.
No, you, she's doing.
You,
go on, go on.
Go on, go on.
Intelligent nothing. Prabhu. What is the meaning?
She's doing. She's half finished.
Half,
half.
50% finished. She wants to complete.
What?
She's doing.
Ashakti
no,
that good.
No,
she has not finished.
No.
She's
again.
On the way.
Okay. Shanti Ravyarta Kalatvam Virakti Manasunyata. Asha Banda Samutkanta Namagane Sadaruchi Ashakti Talgunakyane Tritistad Vasatistale Iti Adayo Nubava Shiur Jana Pavan Kure Jane.
Good. Like your mother. What is the meaning?
Shantir means, well, these are symptoms of bhav just coming.
Just from beginning.
So Kshantir means?
Ityado bhava means?
All these symptoms.
Manifest in a person.
When
a person.
Rati will come, the ankur of prem, then the symptoms will be like that. In this way you should begin. What I told.
When Rati will come, that is the Ankur of Prem, when this comes, then these symptoms will be like that.
What?
Kshantir, tolerance, like Parikshit Maharaj. Avyarta Kalatvang, completely using all of one's senses 24 hours a day, like Ambarish Maharaj.
Vira, in Krishna?
In the service of Krishna. And Shri Guru. Viraktir, complete detachment from worldly things. Mana Shunyata, complete absence of pride. Asha Bandha, to perform asaran and bhajan very diligently, always maintaining the hope that Krishna will certainly be merciful. Samukanta, to have very intense desire or like a greed to attain the lotus feet of Shri Krishna. Namagane Sadaruchi, always to chant Krishna's name with great attachment and eagerness. Asakti Stadgunakyane, great like a thirst to always hear about the pastimes of Krishna. Priti Stadvasati Stale, to be very eager always to stay in a holy place. The pastime places of Krishna, like Vrindavan and Navadvip Dham. When these symptoms come, then it means that Rati has appeared in the heart.
Rupa Goswami Pada is explaining the symptoms when the sprout of bhav appears in the heart. So the first is Kshanti. Tolerance or patience, just like when Parikshit Maharaj was cursed by the Brahmin boy and still he did not think anything. He continued to hear Bhagavatam from Shukadev Goswami. Avyarthakalatvam, not wasting any time. All time is being used in the service of Krishna by mind, body, and words. Virakti, complete detachment and indifference to the material world, like when Bharat Maharaj left his whole kingdom, like stool, and went to practice Bhagavad Bhajan. Manashunyata, having no ego and complete selflessness, like Rupa Goswami gives example of Bhagirath Maharaj. He was glorifying, he was begging alms from those who were his enemies and glorifying even the low caste dog eaters. Asha Bandha. Rupa Goswami says, I have no prem, I have no Vaishnavata, I have no yog siddhi, but still I cannot give up hope that one day, Lord, you will be merciful upon me. And Samutkanta, eagerness to have darshan of the Lord and see the Lord, like Bilva Mangal Thakur prays, that he has no eye, he's blind, but still he's yearning to see the Lord in his heart. Namagane Sadaruchihi, to always have taste in chanting the names of the Lord, and to sing the kirtan of the Lord. Asakti Stadgunakhyane, firm attachment in the pastimes of the Lord and hearing about his qualities. And Preeti Stadvasati Stale, to always yearn and desire to have attachment for living in the places where Krishna has performed his pastimes. And Navadvip Dham, Jagannath Puri Dham, these places.
Very good. You.
A person in Sanatan Shiksha after Mahaprabhu describes what are the symptoms of a person who has attained pure love of God. Rati, the stage of Rati. So there are 9 symptoms, and these are related that the sprout of love of God has manifested. They are called anubhavas. Yeah. The first symptom is that that person is very tolerant, and the example as Prabhus have cited is Parikit Maharaj, who was tolerating whether the snake bird was coming just now or at any time. He was ready to give up as long as he was hearing the Harikatha about Krishna and his pastimes. Avyartha Kalatvam, not wasting any time. This is the symptom of a person who's completely absorbed in love of God. He doesn't waste any time in mundane activities. The example Prabhu's quoting, also Ambarish Maharaj, who was 24 hours engaged in the services of Sri Krishna. Then Manasunyata, here the absence of false pride, not thinking that I am a great personality or a special personality, people should honor me. Citing also the example of, what's his name, Bhagirathi, who went begging door to door, even from his enemies, and tolerating everything. Asabandha, even realizing one's fallen position, understanding that there is only one hope, that Krishna and Sri Guru somehow or other, they are merciful to me and accept me in their presence and bestow their mercy upon me. Samutkanta, intense eagerness inwardly, within the heart, always eagerly waiting for that moment that Krishna's mercy will come. Then attachment to chanting the names of Sri Krishna, attachment to remembering the glories of the name Evam Vrata Sapriyanama Kritya. In this particular sloka, Mahaprabhu is explaining that sometimes, and always remembering, absorbed in remembering a particular name of the Lord, and sometimes rolling on the ground, laughing, crying, dancing like a madman, Yeah, these are the symptoms of a person who is has so much attachment for chanting Harinam and remembering the glories of Nam. Then very much eager to hear and chant the glories of the Lord, his pastimes, his qualities. Then so much attachment to be in the holy places where Sri Krishna has performed his pastimes and is still performing pastimes like Vrindavan, Navadvip, Puri. Then the priti, and then
these
are the nine anubhavs or symptoms which manifest in a person where prem or rati is like the sprout of pure love of Godhead within his heart.
So this shloka is explained by Srila Rupa Goswami. When someone performs bhakti and the sprout of the ankur, the sprout of prem comes in his heart, then nine symptoms appear. The first symptom is kshantir. He's very tolerant, forbearance, like Amrish Maharaj and also like Parikshit Maharaj. There's so many examples they have already said. Then kshantir avyarta kalatvam. Kalatvam means that he's not wasting any moment of time, 24 hours engaged in Krishna's service. Like the six Goswamis, for example, they not wasted any time. Viraktir means to be completely detached from material enjoyment, worldly enjoyment. And mana sunyata means devoid of any sense of false pride or prestige. And ashabanda, that means intense hope that Krishna and Guru certainly will bestow their mercy upon him. And samutkanta means always with great eagerness, continues one's service and always keep the desired goal to have Krishna's darshan in his mind, that this will happen. Nama gane sada ruchi means ruchi, always have so much taste in chanting, or 24 hours chanting Krishna's names, pastimes and activities. And then asaktis tat, what was it?
Gunakyane
means attached to always hear the guna, the transcendental qualities of Krishna's pastimes. Pritis tat fasatishtale means priti, affection, and attachment to always be in Krishna's pastime places like Vrindavan, Navadvip, Puri and other places. Ichyado means and so on. All these nine symptoms appear in the heart like a sprout, beginning stage of prem.
Very good.
So Srila Rupa Goswami is has manifested this loka explaining the nine symptoms of Ashakti, when Ashakti manifesting in the heart of the sadaka. The first one is kshantir, means tolerance. The second one is avyarta kalatvam, means that the devotee is never wasting time, always remembering Krishna pastimes. And then
Virakti
means detachment from worldly enjoyment, and mana sunyata means absence of prestige, and ashabanda means that the sadaka has intense hope that Krishna will arrange for his
So he is very merciful, he must give darshan.
Darshan, yes. Samutkante means that for sure
eagerness
that to perform bhajan. Namagane sadaruchi means always chanting with ruchi, the names of Lord Hari. And ashakti tad gunakyane means that the devotee is always remembering Harikatha, always absorbed in the pastimes of Lord Krishna. And then he also iti, no, is priti tat vasati stale means that he is always in the dham, residing in the dham, like Vrindavan, Navadvip or Jagannath Puri. And these are the nine symptoms of Bhava Bhakti.
Why I am giving these slokas to remember? To remember, what is the meaning?
Purpose.
Purpose. Can you say?
This particular shloka? Or
I am giving so many slokas. So, and we remember this. Why?
So that we can have a proper understanding and grounding in Tattva Siddhanta.
So that we can see where we are?
We will practice in our life. That I am telling you to remember this shloka means you should practice in your life exactly. Then fruit will come, otherwise only remembrance will not do. Yeah. I told Prem Prayojan, you should remember this shloka. Utaki, ap-asadhu, bhakkhane ap-asadhu.
Niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajanan mukhasya param parang jigimisu bhavasagarasya sandarsanam asa visayinam jasitancha ha hanta hanta visvakrata pasadhu.
What meaning?
Niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajanan mukhasya. Someone want to do bhagavad bhajan, being niskinchan. Niskinchan has two meaning. Who has no money, worldly money, is niskinchan. But spiritual meaning, Krishna eva kinchana jasasa, only Krishna is our wealth, no other wealth. If someone target that Krishna is my wealth, Krishna is my asset, and want to do please him, bhaj means to seva, bhajan mukhasya parang parang jigvinsu bhavasagarasa, and whoever want to take a cross of this bhavasagar, means material existence, means endless cycle of birth and death, if want to cross of that, want to go in the bhagavad abode for permanently, then what to do? Sandarsanam asa visayinam jasitancha. Even what to say about their association, even to look after them with greedy eyes, or I want that. Who? Visayi, sense engineer, and
Josit
means female body. Because female body is the, although it's so many things for enjoying, the best enjoying thing is female body is mentioned by our acharyas in commentary of Raspanchadhai. Ha hantanta visvakrata pasadhu. If you look towards a lady or visayi in greedy eyes, then it will be very bad for you. You will spoil your life after life so many times. If you take poison, then you will spoil only one life. After that, you get chance again to do bhajan. But if entangled in lady like King Malayadhaj in Bhagavatam, then she became lady. So it is more wretched than even taking poison. So telling, alas, alas, why I should do, I should not do
not
anymore like this.
Not it is for male, it is for female
both,
also.
Both, vice and versa, both.
Ladies towards male, male towards. I told him to remember. He remembered, but not practicing that. But you should not do like that. What you remember, try to
practice
life, then very easily you can have the personal service of Radha Krishna.
Once he told us one story of Pandavas and Kauravas, that once Dronacharya gave one lesson, only one sentence, always speak truth. The next day asking, you remember Duryodhana? Yes, 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 Gurudev. Okay, told. All they told. And Yudhishthir, well, no, Gurudev, I cannot remember yet. I cannot memorize yet.
That I remember.
Yeah.
And Yudhishthir told?
No.
I am not.
Well, why not? Well, because I could not practice yet in my character. When I do, then I memorize that.
Then he told others what he told. Oh, you have not remembered this.
Only Yudhishthir qualified to memorize this.
Perfect. Tomorrow?
He knows.
For tomorrow?
Adho Shraddha is
done.
Kuna shloka suna.
others or the others?
What book?
He did the sign.
Oh, but they didn't do
that.
Check, slow.
Evan Bratas, Dynamo Kitya.
একটু ভালো শ্লোক দেখে বলে দাও
এবং ব্রতা সপ্রিয় নাম কৃত্য
ইউ রিমেম্বার নো ফার্স্ট শ্লোক ইজ শ্রীমন সুভদ্রাণি রথাঙ্গ পানে
জন্মানি কর্মানি চ জানি লোকে নামানি গায়ন তদার্থকানি গায়ন বিলজ্জিত বিচরুদ সঙ্গ
শ্রীমদ ভাগবত শ্লোক এন্ড মিনিং
Srinnan Subhadra Yathanga Pani.
Gaur Premanande.
Srinnan Subhadrani. Why not calling?
Prabhu.
Don't be here for many days. Otherwise, you will again be.
Asking, what Gurudev is telling, Bale, don't
your
tell
house
other,
life
go back
and
your house, otherwise Gurudev will...
Very soon, as soon as possible.
Go to your house.
Srinvanti, Subhadrani, Sangopane. Prasadhyasi, chalun. Go Pramanande.